Welcome back to Savage Solutions, the show where your fucked up problems become my entertainment. I'm Peter, your guide through this absolute shit show of humanity, and today's batch of disasters did not disappoint. We've got people screwing with cats, partners screwing with each other, and roommates who really need to be evicted with a flamethrower. Basically, it's the usual blend of bad decisions, questionable morals, and me trying not to scream what the actual fuck every 5 seconds. Let's dive in. Welcome back, podcast bitches. How are you guys doing today? I'm joined with Sean and Carissa.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm ready to do this.
I am so happy for you.
Who are we talking shit about?
I don't know. You guys tell me.
We can start off with a listener submission if you would like.
All right. Yeah. Get to it. Get to it. I can't wait to hear this bullshit.
All right. Hey, Peter, my girlfriend is convinced our cat Pickles is possessed because she's always staring at her when she's on Zoom.
And, I like it. Demonic pussy. Keep going.
And he's knocked over her crystals off the windowsill. Jeez, I cannot speak today. Knocked her crystals off the windowsill. She wants to hire a pet psychic and keeps burning sage in the apartment. Is it wrong to think that Pickles is just an asshole and my girlfriend being dramatic? Should I go along with this or stage an intervention?
Throw the cat out. What the fuck?
So I would say that she needs to stop burning the fucking sage because she's probably making the cat high as fuck. It's not a demon. It's just seeing demons because she's burning sage and now it has cancer. That's not fucking cute. And I don't think you should go along with it because now you're feeding into her absolute bullshit. And what is a pet psychic? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Should I look it up?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that before.
It fucking sounds stupid. It sounds like a waste of money for a demonically possessed pussy. I did not know that your pussies could get possessed, but it makes sense because it does look demonic when I see them. But this cavernous hole of a cat is not a demon possessed. Her boyfriend sucks. He needs to just get it together, buck up, and tell the bitch where to put that cat.
That cat needs to go back into the wild.
Yeah, it's feral because it can't stand her with her fucking energy crystals. It keeps knocking them off the freaking, the counter, the windowsill.
It could be demonic. Could be an alien.
Yeah, it could be.
So, pet psychics, sometimes called animal communicators, are people who claim they can telepathically or intuitively connect with pets to understand their feelings, thoughts, or even health issues.
This sounds like someone who does a lot of ayahuasca and then sits there with like their forehead to the cat and thinks they can hear it, but really they're like tasting colors because they're so high.
Listen, I like to think that I'm very in touch with our animals. Not where I was going with that. Yeah.
We have two of them.
with how they're feeling, but I don't claim to be an animal communicator.
Carissa talks to animals.
I talk to animals all the time.
I talk to them.
She talks to moths.
They don't fucking talk back.
Yeah, they do.
I don't talk to moths. What are you talking about?
You've been out chasing moths recently.
I do things like that sometimes. It's quite peaceful.
We all have to have our hobbies.
I really hate that people think that cats are like these evil things. I honestly, we have two cats and a dog, but I think that the cats are probably the better pet because they don't love you. Their love is conditional. So you actually have to earn it. Whereas the dog just loves you unconditionally and runs around, chases you, and your shadow makes noise. And it's not cute.
It is kind of cute.
It isn't. It isn't. I don't like when men chase you around and like little puppy dogs, but like this cat's not possessed. This person is possessed.
I definitely don't like when men chase me around. I'm all set.
I don't like energy crystals either. I really
don't. Why?
No, because I think they're stupid. Where does the energy come from? What do you do with the energy? Where does the crystal go?
I don't know.
So many questions.
I have one.
Shove it up your ass.
All right, next caller.
We have another one about a cat, if you'd like.
Oh, my God.
Another cat. What is with the cat shit?
Well, so this one is from pussy. Reddit. This one is from Reddit.
So much pussy. I do not know what to do with this.
We know you love pussy.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like it, doesn't it? All right.
I figured since this was Carissa's first episode of Peter's Savage Solutions that it would be the right thing to have it start off with a lot of pussy since she's a resident lesbian.
Licking pussy. We didn't talk about that yet.
I did not say anything about licking pussy.
Yeah, we're getting there.
We'll get there.
Okay. Can't wait.
There's time.
I'm looking forward to that part.
All right. My roommate is secretly feeding my cat vegan food. I, 26-year-old female, live with my best friend, 27, female, and my cat, Muffin. I recently noticed Muffin's been acting weird, ignoring her food.
I wonder why.
Extra lethargic, and her fur is looking dull. I confronted my roommate, and she admitted she's been secretly swapping Muffin's food with vegan cat food because she wants Muffin to live a cruelty-free life. I'm furious and told her to stop, but she says I'm being speciesist.
Never mind. Continue. What the fuck?
Am I the jerk for demanding she stop feeding my cat vegan food behind my back? How do I handle this without World War III breaking out in our apartment?
You can't. Why the fuck is she feeding her vegan food? The vegan food. Why is? I didn't even know that was a thing. There's so many plants that are toxic for cats. So why are you literally feeding them plants? You don't know what's in that. You're being the cruel motherfucker. Why are you feeding a vegan? You know how I feel about vegans. You know how I feel about vegans.
I think all of our listeners know how you feel about vegans at this point.
Why would you force the cat to eat vegan food? Where does it even come from?
Listen, cats already, their poop already smells bad enough. I can only imagine what vegan cat food would do to cat poop.
It makes it fucking melt into the carpet. I don't know what's going on with people. You know what I would do? This is how I would suggest to them that they stop feeding my fucking cat. I would replace their milk with actual milk so that they shat their fucking brains out. Because I can't take it. Don't feed my cat vegan food. If you are, I'm just gonna see. This is the kind of person I would put hot sauce in their fucking contact lenses. I don't like it.
There you have it. You should, if you're listening, I hope you are, you should put hot sauce in her contact lenses.
Yeah.
If she has them. Otherwise, milk in her oat milk.
Or take her toothbrush and shove it in the cat litter box.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, I was speechless for a second.
Vegan fucking cat food. You don't want to kill animals? That's fine. But the animal can only eat what you give it. And I hope it eats your fucking face. When it's starving, I hope it eats your face.
Well, I think Carissa has something for us.
Oh, boy.
I do have something for us.
Is this about pussy fluttering? Because I can't deal with that right now.
No, we're going to take a break from that for now.
Okay.
No pussy in this one.
I'm babysitting and the mom hasn't come back.
Oh, there is a pussy
in
this one.
Oh, my God.
I'm a 22-year-old female and babysitting for a regular client of mine. She has 3 children, ages 5, 7, and 13. She asked me if I could watch the kids until 5:30 p.m. I texted her at 5 p.m. asking if I should make the kids dinner because they were hungry, or if she had dinner plans, but I didn't get a reply.
Feed them vegan.
Texted again at 6:30 p.m. asking if everything is okay, and still no reply. It is now 7 p.m., and I have tried calling with no response. What should I do?
Call the police. Is she dead?
No shit.
So I was going to say that she was in some serial killer's trunk, but you guys beat me to it.
Sorry, I jumped the gun there.
Yeah, either you're their new mom or mommy's dead in a ditch somewhere because, yeah, call the fucking cops. Or don't. If you want to collect the child support, that's fine. Like, you get a nice tax break at the end of the year. You can claim them. You can become their, what do you call that? Their
foster parent?
No, not the foster parent.
That or legal guardian?
Yes. Yeah. The foster parent implies that you give them back. And
give them back to someone.
And we know we want to keep that check.
My question is, where's the dad?
Single is mom. That a real question in this day and age?
That's a good point.
Where's the dad? Yeah. The dad is the one that drove her off the fucking cliff in the trunk of the car.
You're probably right.
I was going to say, when you said, where's the dad? I was going to say, isn't that what the question always is these days? Like, where do you go? Why the fuck is he a scumbag? Deadbeat.
Yeah.
It's really sad, but she's probably buried in some oil drum in the middle of the woods.
Oh my God.
That no one will ever find unless they find the father, because he's clearly wanted to off his wife and now he's leaving you and you're their new mother. So,
or maybe that's it. Maybe she's having an affair with the dad and the wife found out. So she ran off. So she to leave her with the responsibilities of the children.
Is it really an affair if you had him first? Is it really an affair?
No, I'm saying maybe the babysitter is having an affair with the husband.
Oh, okay.
And the wife's just like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
You can deal with the kids. And his,
or
his,
drove herself
his
off.
His smelly ass on right. his dirty fucking laundry with his skid marks.
Ew. Do women actually do their laundry for their husbands anymore?
I don't know.
The real question. Anyway, I mean, yeah, she probably got all in her feelings and drove herself off the nearest cliff.
Yeah, she pulled a little some shady.
Or the babysitter killed her. The babysitter killed her.
That's a good one.
That's a good theory. I like this theory.
And the funny thing is the babysitter is the one asking for advice.
Yeah, and that's obviously why she didn't call the police, because she did it.
Right. What a great alibi.
We should start a spinoff from this where we investigate this woman's disappearance.
She's tied up in the basement with a ball gag and a dildo in her ass. That's what the babysitter did to her.
And how did we revert back to pussy?
Who knows?
Who
knows these things?
Why is there a dildo in her ass?
For funsies. The babysitter's a sick bitch.
The babysitter's a dominatrix. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she's going to go down there and flog the bitch.
Things went wild for a minute.
You were going to say south, but then you knew he would have taken that somewhere else.
I don't.
They were down south there with that dildo.
There it is.
Oh, Lord.
There it is.
At least it was pointed north.
We hope.
Oh, yeah.
You know, insane stories of the ER.
Yeah.
Could be sideways.
If it was in there, like, upside down, the little suction cup would be like a plunger.
Oh,
for the intestine.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. Unless it didn't have a plunger, in which case you don't have enough money. So maybe you should invest in a suction cup. Mr. Dependable. Moving on.
All right. Chris, do you have another one or do you want me to go?
I will let you take it away.
All right, I've got one from Reddit here.
She's clearly had enough of me.
My boyfriend pranks me in public. Should I prank him back? My boyfriend, 23, male.
Well, oh, God.
Seeing as he's your boyfriend, I would assume. Anyway, thinks it's hilarious to prank me in public. Fake proposals, pretending to trip and spill coffee on me, or hiding my shoes at the gym. I've asked him to stop, but he says it's just his humor and I'm being uptight. I want to get revenge with a public prank of my own, but I also don't want to stoop to his level. Should I go full petty and prank him back, or is there a better way to make him stop?
She should absolutely prank him back. She should go and she should get her little tight short shorts for the gym. And when he decides to steal her frigging shoes, pull out full-on Merkin. So it's sticking out on either side.
Oh, my God.
And be like twirling it and say, you like it, baby? I know you do. I'm sorry it's not braided for you.
Oh, my God.
Like it normally
God.
Is. It sounds like this asshole, well, he's 23, is the kind of guy to like prank somebody by shoving his finger in their ass. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
He's not going to get the message until you prank him back, to be honest. You could put hair on your nipples, too, and expose them at the gym. That could be fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can give you a lot of options here.
Prank them back.
Yeah. Or since everybody looks like a bingo marker nowadays, the hair, shave his head. Shave his head while he's sleeping. Shave his head and then glue it to his pubic area.
Shave everything, though. His eyebrows, his eyelashes.
Eyebrows, eyelashes. And then to get, like, the final satisfaction, take one wax strip and take off the last eyebrow. And then you glue that shit to his pubic area. Glue it. So it's like a huge muff down there.
Oh, my God.
And he has to pull it. He has to pull that shit off. It's going to hurt so bad. He won't prank you ever again. I thought that was sound advice.
Okay, yeah, that sounds... maybe don't say you got that advice from us.
This is on the internet.
We're getting canceled.
I do not condone this advice.
But she might.
Someone might. How about this? Also from Reddit. My friend's wedding is on the same day as Taylor Swift's concert. My best friend is getting married the same day as Taylor Swift's concert.
These people are white. I can already tell.
I have front row tickets that I bought a year ago. She expects me to be her maid of honor, but I told her I can't miss the concert of a lifetime. Now she's furious and says I'm choosing a pop star over her big day. Am I the asshole for skipping her wedding for Taylor Swift?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you are. Absolutely. What the fuck?
Taylor Swift makes an album every 3 months. There will be other concerts.
That girl is nowhere, or woman is nowhere near done touring.
Yeah. So you are an asshole. Your friend gets married once every 9 years. So you're gonna miss this. You don't even have a good alibi. I'm sorry. You bought the tickets a year ago. Your friend got engaged a year and a half ago. So you're being a dickwad. Sell the tickets. Sell the tickets and then go to Vegas with the money. Because you know those things go for a ton of money with scalpers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a fucking bitch. Be the maid of honor. You're a bitch. Sorry. Free champagne, an ugly ass dress that you get to keep for the rest of your life. And Taylor Swift is never going to know who you are.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is going to have no idea whether you were in the front row or not.
I hope you're short so she can't see you because she's like 6 feet.
Let's be honest. When they're up there and they have all those lights, they can't see anyone.
Let alone, I hope she's short. I hope she's 4'11 and she's in the front row and she just looks like a little kid jumping around in the pit. And then Taylor says, can somebody escort this small child out of the front row there?
Can someone escort this small child out of the venue, please?
Yeah. I hope she's like eye level with Taylor Swift's asshole so she can fart in it.
Oh my God. Pink eye.
Yes. And then she's going to be like, I got pink eye from Taylor Swift. Yeah. You're going to put all the selfies online. She's got like conjunctivitis and her eyes are closing.
She's going to get so many followers.
Yes.
That is.
Bottle it. Bottle it. Taylor Swift's fart. Can you imagine how much that goes for?
Oh my God.
Jar that shit up. Anyway, that went really off course. Yeah, you're an asshole. Be the maid of honor.
I got one. All right. Ready?
Yep.
My parents don't approve of my girlfriend. She doesn't know yet. What should I do? I'm feeling torn about what just happened. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for 2 years. She's always respectful and polite towards my parents, has helped me improve my personal hygiene, supported me in quitting smoking, and even motivated me to save more money over time.
So she washed his ass for him.
However, she's not Catholic, and that's why the parents don't like her.
Oh, give me a fucking break. Give me a break. So the reason that this religion even comes into frigging like question about this is because when you don't have a religion, you're a wild fucking person. So her punani is probably all over his face every fucking night. So her parents don't like that because they probably sleep in separate beds and they touch each other like once every 10 years. Yeah.
But that's not even, that's, and I know what you're saying, but like I've known people who are not religious and they're not necessarily wild. They just aren't religious.
She's religiously putting her fucking poon poon in his mouth. Okay.
Probably is.
That's why they don't like her.
Well, all the more power to her.
He doesn't smell like pig pen anymore. They should be thanking him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She washed his ass and balls and she gave him a haircut and she told him to stop smoking. And then she washed his hair and his balls.
Some more.
Yeah. So he smells great. He doesn't smell like ass soup on
then
a hot day.
She washed them with her tongue.
Ew, you're fucking gross. You went too far. Can you imagine that? If he has leather seats while he's driving.
Oh my God.
And he didn't know how to wash down there. That would be like a clam boil, a fish fry? It would smell disgusting on a hot day.
You'd have to assume that if he wasn't cleaning the front very well, the back wasn't doing so good either.
I was worried about the back because that smells worse. But how?
I don't even want to think about that.
How did she get in the relationship? Because if he smelled that bad, did she smell it before? Did she have COVID?
That's a great point, because why would you date somebody that smells?
Yeah. Right. Was that just like an afterthought that he showered the one time and then she fell in love with him?
And then he was not showering?
Or did she like see through it? She's like, he has such potential. He's so attractive if he would just bathe.
Ew. That shouldn't be the second thought.
No. Mm-mm.
Did he just wash for dates 1 through 5?
He must have, I'm assuming.
What are we talking about with hygiene here? Are we talking about like pits? Are we talking about ass, feet?
There were no specifics here on this. It was just the personal hygiene was...
That's where I'm stuck.
Upgraded, I guess.
Let me upgrade you.
It sounds like his parents liked him, a dirty little pig slut.
Yeah, they probably did.
Oh, they wanted to be like that Peanut character. Was it
Pigpen?
Pigpen. Yeah.
Yeah. They liked him dirty and disgusting because he probably smelled like a man. You know what I mean?
Man!
Yeah, and then she cleaned him up, and now they're like, he smells like coconuts and limes and lavender. What do you think he smells like, her queef?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, could be.
Yeah.
And the mom's jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because hers smells like halitosis.
Ooh. Halitosis, Holly.
Have you ever eaten garlic and then brush your teeth still? It doesn't go away. And then you wake up in the morning and you have the worst fucking breath.
Yeah.
The worst breath.
Yeah. Or onions. The same thing with onions. It's
meatballs.
Awful.
Exactly. That's meatballs. What the mother's queef smells like.
Ugh.
Yeah.
A combination of all three.
Yeah. Yep.
The nightmare.
Onions, garlic, and meatballs.
I don't think they're ever going to like you. That's my advice. It sounds like they don't think you're good enough, or they might think that you're too good for their son.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest. You're lucky if you end up with in-laws or a partner whose parents you have a good relationship with, because a lot of times it just doesn't pan out that way because parents always want what they think is best for their kids. And it's always hard for them to think that their kids just found what's right for them.
Right.
For some parents, I'm lucky enough to be part of a family where that's not the case, but you know,
they actually hate you
secretly. They're like, no, it's quite evident.
Peter's just a raging asshole, and they allow you to stay here because of it.
At least I fucking shower. It's once a week, but I shower.
Oh my God.
I shower more than once a week. So if you ever see me out in public, I swear I don't smell like ass on a hot fucking summer day.
Well,
or I might. I don't know. It depends on if that shower day or not.
We have time for maybe one or two more?
Yeah. What do you got?
All right. They're quick. So I have this one. Dear Savage Solutions, my roommate's boyfriend has basically moved in. He showers with the door open, leaves his beard trimmings everywhere, and just told us we owe him $50 each for utilities because he does the dishes. My roommate thinks he's hilarious. Should I Venmo him one penny with a note that says, for your ego? Or is it time for me to just move out?
Move out? Why are you giving him a penny? You don't like him? Wait, hold on. You said he showers with the door open.
Yeah.
Is that not payment enough? Is he a big guy?
I don't know.
We
don't have specifics here.
No, he washes the dishes. So I don't know. Is he Asian? I don't know. She sounds like she's not getting enough payment. So this is weird. I would not give him the penny. Don't even move out. $50, just don't give it to him. Just don't give it to him. What the fuck are you doing? Why are you even considering this?
Yeah.
Did you want to help him wash his asshole? Is that why?
Probably.
She might.
Yeah, this is fucking stupid.
This goes back to the girlfriend that created the boyfriend with the good hygiene.
Right.
I think this is the same person.
I was going to say, maybe it's her roommate.
Ooh, it could be.
Yeah, it could be. But he showers with the door open, so that should be payment enough. That's it. Is she a lesbian? In which case, she's getting assaulted with her retinas every fucking time he showers with the door open? Or is she just, like, getting a lady boner and she wants to Venmo him a penny? It's not for his big ego. A big ego.
Got a real big ego.
Is it only worth a penny?
Maybe. Maybe that's why she's mad. Maybe it's not big. Maybe he's like not packing down there.
Does he wash the dishes with it?
Naked? Maybe. Maybe that's it. Yeah. Maybe he like he scrubs the dishes with his peen.
That could be fun to watch.
That's disgusting.
I'd pay $50 for that.
That she's like, I have to rewash my dishes anyway, so I'm not giving him this money.
Yeah, do that. Venmo him. And then when you do the dishes, then you can ask him to Venmo you.
Yeah.
Or pay you or dick you down, whatever. Whatever comes first.
Oh, my God.
You can ask to shower with him. That's payment.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, she sounds stupid. Don't give him the penny. Just watch him shower. He'll stop. He'll stop doing the dishes.
Just stand there as you're washing a dish and watching him shower.
Yes, exactly.
And just stare.
Do something really awkward, like pluck your pubic hair in the bathroom with him showering.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's great. Yeah, actually, you should do that.
She should do that. Yeah. She should wax that shit right in front of him or spread her labias right there at the thing. And just wipe.
Go in and douche. just go in and douche with him in the shower.
Yeah, get in the shower. Get in. That was a good idea, Sean. Get in the shower with him and then piss.
Oh, my God. Full-on exorcist moment.
Yeah, it's guaranteed he'll move out. You don't ever have to worry about him doing your dishes again. Can you imagine that? God, if somebody just like crawls in the shower with you and just full on waterfalls.
I'm getting the fuck out. Or I'm throwing the bitch out.
And if he's into that, then his chances are he's not into scat. So just like squat and take a shit in the shower with him.
Oh my God.
Remember to use the back of the fork to shove it down the drain.
Oh, Jesus.
Once again, we're back to shit.
Yes. And put the fork in the dishwasher with all of your... Oh, wait. No, he is the dishwasher. Never mind.
Yeah.
Pay him the $50 to clean the fork that you just used to shove your shit down the drain.
Before we wrap this up, I have one more quick one. Someone who needs a little bit of professional advice from you.
Oh, God. I'm not a professional.
Well,
right now you have to be.
Yes. I'm a professional asshole.
Yeah. Hi, Peter.
So hi.
I made a fake Instagram to stalk my ex.
Oh, God.
But somehow my boss found it and now thinks I'm a totally different person with a cool, chaotic life. She keeps inviting my alter ego to networking events. Do I confess or just show up in a wig and sunglasses?
Oh, my God.
I have so many questions on this one. First off, why aren't you invited to the work event?
That's a good point.
If you are not invited, then why would you even make this alter ego needs to get you a raise? That's it. Show up in the wig and sunglasses and like schmooze over your boss. That is such an old school word, schmooze.
I like it.
Old school. Yeah, schmooze over the boss and freaking get you a fucking raise. Get you invited to the party because you sound like a loser. And what they created this alter ego to stalk their ex.
Yes.
Yes.
Never mind. You're not invited to the party because you're a serial killer.
Serial killer tendencies.
Yes. And now your boss thinks that you're like this nice person, but you're really going to gutter like a fish. So that's why she doesn't invite you to the parties.
This took a dark turn quickly.
It sure fucking did.
Yeah, she doesn't want you there. It sounds like your personality is shit, but your alter ego is awesome. I'm so confused. My advice is fess up because maybe you'll get invited to the party and then you'll turn out to be a turd at the party and she won't invite you anymore. Oh. And then everything's out in the open, so to speak.
All the turds.
Yes. So they need to know who you really are. And this alter ego sounds like they're better than you. So go to the party, show that it's you. And when you fuck up, inevitably, everyone knows that you had this alter ego. Oh, that'll be awkward at work, though. You know the boss is going to talk about it.
Probably.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be awkward.
Because nothing's a secret these days.
No.
Especially not in the workplace.
Does her ex work with them?
Oh, that's a good question. We've got something. So you've got to answer these follow-up questions for the full solution from Peter.
Yeah, this is too vague. does your ex work in the office? And how does, where did the alter ego like meet your boss?
I got it. The boss is the ex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wait, is this a guy alter ego?
They don't specify.
The boss could be definitely be the ex.
Yeah, the boss could be the ex, but he said that, or whoever, they said that this boss was a woman.
Yes, the boss is a woman.
Oh, it must be a guy because he said something about putting on a wig and glasses, right? To show up to the event.
Yeah, watch. He's like this big cholo dude with the friggin' muscles and like the tattoos and everything.
And a beard.
Yeah, you're not going to hide that. You're not going to hide that. Go try the wig and stuff. Maybe you guys will be besties because she'll think you're gay. Yeah.
Or you shot.
Yeah, or you can dick her down, get a raise. Dick her down. What is it? Taco bump. Not taco bump.
Scissor.
The clit slit.
Clit slit.
Clit slit.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Yeah. Oh my.
When you scissor, but the clits touch.
Dribbing.
What?
Yeah, it's called tripping.
That sounds disgusting.
Dribbing?
Tribbing.
Oh, tribbing. Okay.
Yes. Why? Why?
Cooter bump.
That sounds like a fist bump.
It is, basically.
Oh, my
vagina
God.
Vagina to vagina.
What if one of you queefs?
Oh, well, it happens.
Ew. Is that like burping into someone else's mouth?
I guess so.
That's so
never, this has never happened to me.
It'll happen now.
Oh, my God.
It will happen now. And that's enough chaotic bullshit for one day. If you've learned anything, it's that people are wild, pets are petty, and roommates will absolutely ruin your life. Keep sending your messy confessions and your garbage problems. I'll keep serving the savage truth with zero sugarcoating and a side of profanity. I'm Peter. This was Savage Solutions. Until next time, stay messy, stay savage, and don't trust anyone thinks pranks count as a fucking personality.